with this KLEM Sports Update for this Monday, October 27th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Coming your way tonight here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com. We're bringing you a region semifinal volleyball contest in Class 2A as the Hinton Blackhawks square off with West Lyon for the second consecutive postseason in a row. We'll have all the action for you with pregame starting at 6:45 from Hinton. First serve at 7 o'clock. Catch the Blackhawks and Wildcats in action in postseason volleyball tonight only here on KLEM Radio. And let's get you the rundown from the weekend that was in high school sports. Of course, this past Friday was the ninth week of the regular season for some of the bigger schools and the first round of the playoffs for the smaller schools. Let's get you the rundown of the playoff contest. First, in Class 8 player, where Kingsley Pearson saw their season end to the number one team in the state. Bishop Garrigan defeated the Panthers on Friday night, 57-12. Easton Nissen had to step in and play quarterback. He went 9 of 22 for 176 yards. He ran for two touchdowns, and on defense, he picked off a pass. Tyler Cook had four catches for 101 yards, and he had 8.5 tackles. Wyatt Clayton, 8.5 tackles and a sack as well. But the Panthers see their season come to an end in the opening round of the Class 8 player playoffs. Also in playoff action out of Class 8 player District 1, 7th-ranked Grettinger Terrell Ruth Van Ayrshire was upset by North Union, 56-48, and St. Edmund was crushed by 9th-ranked Fremont Mills, 62-7. In the Class 8 playoffs, you could argue this was the upset of the week statewide in Class A. Galen Catholic goes on the road to Britt to defeat 7th-ranked West Hancock by a score of 34-18, and they did it off the back of some great running from Wyatt Kuntz. 26 carries, 157 yards, two touchdowns. Jack Roberts, 3 of 7 passing, 65 yards. He threw for two touchdowns, both of them to Landon Knipe, who had two catches, 55 yards, two touchdowns. Dane Lehman had a big blocked field goal that he ran back 85 yards for a touchdown that helped give the Jays some early momentum. Easton Spangler ran for 72 yards on 9 carries. Kane Kearns was just about everywhere on defense, 13.5 tackles. Drake Hodson had 8.5 tackles and 3 sacks. And Alexander Munoz finished with 2 tackles for loss and a fumble recovery as the Jays advanced to the second round. And we'll be talking about those playoff matchups in just a minute. Elsewhere in Class A, it was top-ranked MMCRU dominating Belmont Clemmie 49-7. This really wasn't a ball game. It's 42-0 at halftime. The Royals just steamrolled the visiting Broncos. Eli Harpinaugh went 6 of 8 for 130 yards and 3 touchdowns. John Schmelin ran the ball 9 times for 143 yards. Brayson Mulder had 8 carries, 74 yards, 2 touchdowns. Camden Bork caught 2 passes for 45 yards and a touchdown. Gage Johnson, very similar stat line, 2 catches, 46 yards and a touchdown, although Johnson had an interception returned 60 yards for a score. Michael Schmelin had 2 catches, 39 yards, a touchdown, and he had an interception on defense. Aiden Miller ran for a score. Caden Steffen, a sack. Eli Schlanger, a tackle and a half for loss. And Mason Carver had an interception on defense as well. The Royals are on to the second round of the Class A playoffs. Other scores of note in the first round, 5th-ranked West Sioux. They got past IKM Manning 45-27. Sibley O'Cheedon defeated Newman Catholic in overtime 41-35. By the way, that's all 4 teams out of Class A District 1 that advanced into the second round. 6th-ranked Woodbury Central defeated AHSTW. Close ball game in Mobile 21-14. Logan Magnolia fell to 3rd-ranked ACGC 33-7, and St. Albert took a loss in a high-scoring affair to Mount Air, 55-47. Over to the Class 1A first round results. Hinton goes on the road to Emmitsburg and knocks off Perennial Power, the Emmitsburg Ehawks, 34-28. The Blackhawks, boy, they traveled well. So did Cole Friesen, 12 of 17 passing, 150 yards and a touchdown. He also ran for 138 yards and 2 scores. Logan Kempema, 7 catches, 95 yards, a touchdown, and an interception on defense. Micah Robbins ran for 32 yards and a score. He also took a kickoff back 85 yards for a score. Tommy Tanner had 13 tackles. Cameron Robbins had 11 tackles in the contest. And Jackson Kunkel had 5 tackles and a sack as the Blackhawks move on to the second round. Other 1A playoff scores of note, top-ranked West Lyon defeated East Sac County 48-6. Lawton Bronson was a winner on the road against Manson Northwest Webster 14-12. And 10th-ranked Ridgeview got past Tri-Center 42-27. Yeah, if you're keeping track at home, that's all four Class 1A District 1 teams that were able to advance into the next round of the playoffs. 2A playoff scores of note, Cherokee, a 2-point conversion was the difference to defeat Spirit Lake in overtime 58-57. Boyden Hall Rock Valley, a loss to 4th-ranked Osage 22-14. It was OABCIG over Western Christian 34-17. Unity Christian scores the upset over 8th-ranked Okoboji 28-13. And top-ranked Kemper Catholic shut out Grandview Christian 35-0. All those playoff scores are on our website. You can check those out at KLEM1410.com. And of course, as we mentioned earlier, was the regular season finale for the big schools, and that includes Lamar's Community. The Bulldogs, they were having to rely on the RPI to get into the playoffs. Well, they helped out their RPI certainly in their final game of the regular season with a 35-0 victory at home over Storm Lake. Jamie Sitzman, the Bulldog quarterback, he accounted for all 5 touchdowns in some form. 13 of 20 passing for 159 yards, 4 touchdowns through the air. He also ran for 36 yards and a touchdown. Christopher Sanchez ran for 60 yards. Joaquin Hernandez ran for 66 yards. Tyson Augustine had 4 catches, 85 yards, 3 touchdowns. That 3 touchdown mark in a game that ties a single game receiving touchdown record. He had tied it earlier this year as well, and it moves his single season total to 13 touchdowns on the year. That breaks Isaiah Toki's single season record set in 2019 with 12. So Tyson Augustine has put himself into the Bulldog football record book. Teagan Bogan, 4 catches, 46 yards, and a touchdown. And I'm happy to report that the win for Lamar's on Friday night was good enough to put them into the playoffs this week. We'll tell you their matchup here in just a moment. We'll run down the rest of the scores in Class 4A District 1 first. 8th-ranked Fort Dodge, 35-6 winner over Sioux City West. 4th-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton solidifies an unbeaten district championship title, 41-14 over Spencer. Those scores, along with some more regular season finales from some local teams, can be found on our website at KLEM1410.com. Let's go over the second-round playoff matchups that were released Saturday from the Iowa High School Athletic Association. In Class 4A, Lamar's Community will be renewing a rivalry again with a familiar foe they played just a few weeks ago. They'll head to Sergeant Bluff to take on Sergeant Bluff Luton. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff. We'll be on the air at 6:15 with the Radio Iowa Scouting Report, getting you ready for that contest. The winner of that game will take on the winner of Glenwood at North Polk. That is also set in that pod. In Class 1A, the Hinton Blackhawks will be heading on the road to Trainer down south as the Blackhawks will look to try and move on to the quarterfinal round once again. And if they are to be able to do that, they'll take on the winner of Ridgeview and South Hardin at South Hardin. In Class A, it'll be an all-area matchup in Marcus, Galen Catholic at MMCRU. That'll be a great ball game. The winner of that will take on the winner of Madrid at Woodbury Central in that same pod in Class A playoff action. Those matchups also, the first round contest, you can find those under your specific school under the sports schedules page at KLEM1410.com. Let's also recap some Saturday sports action around the college world. We didn't have any high school sports to tell you about, but in college football on Saturday, Iowa State took a loss to BYU 41-27. Iowa put the beating on Minnesota 41-3 to secure the Floyd of Rosedale trophy. Nebraska was one score better than Northwestern 28-21. In a battle of number one versus number two in the FCS, now number one took the cake and ate it 38-7 over South Dakota State, the Bison solidifying themselves as the top team in the country. South Dakota had a rough go of things, welcoming in the Redbirds of Illinois State, a 21-13 win for Illinois State. Northern Iowa, a loss to Southern Illinois, 31-17, and Drake defeated Marist by that same score of 31-17. In the GPAC in football, Morningside with a high-scoring point total over Concordia, 59-21. Their defense was aided by Remy times in St. Mary's alum Austin Jensen. He had two tackles. Akron Westfield alum Tatum Wilkin had one tackle in the victory for Morningside. Dort University survived an upset bid, defeating Midland 17-14. Lamar's community alum Elijah Doherty with a tackle in the contest. Briarcliff picked up the win over Doan 28-21. Jacob Myers, Akron Westfield alum, he was 4-for-4 on PATs, and two of his four punts landed inside the 20-yard line. Dakota Wesleyan beat Waldorf 33-14, and it was Hastings over Mount Marty 23-20. Also in NAIA football from Saturday, top-ranked Grandview had to survive an upset bid to defeat Mid-American Nazarene University 32-28, and Lamar's community alum Isaiah Toki in his graduate season with the Vikings had three catches and 46 yards in that narrow victory. It's also, would you believe, college basketball season already. Some of those games got kicked off this weekend, or tipped off, I guess, if you will. In women's basketball action, Dort University, the two-time defending national champs, had no problem in their contest over Viterbo, 93-49. Kingsley Pearson alum Mackenzie Goodwin getting another season off to a strong start. She had 7 points, a rebound, a steal, and a block as the defenders start the year off 1-0. In men's basketball from the weekend that was, Morningside University defeated Mount Mercy University in the Battle of the Mustangs, 93-75. Lamar's community alum Caleb Dreckman will be seeing an elevated role with the Mustangs this year, and he's already showing off. He had 28 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. All three of those totals are career highs for Caleb Dreckman as he gets his season off right with Morningside men's basketball. Mount Mercy was also in town to take on Briarcliff University, and the Chargers beat Mount Mercy 96-72. Galen Catholic alum Gabe Wilchin made his Briarcliff varsity debut. He had a rebound in the victory for BCU. And again, those are the scores from some various collegiate sporting events on Saturday. Let's take a look at the sports schedule for today. Region semifinals in volleyball dominate the schedule in Class 1A Region 4. Remsen St. Mary's is at Boyden Hall. Going to be a tough matchup. The winner will get the winner of Fremont Mills at Sydney. In Class 2A Region 3, Hinton hosts West Lyon, and you can hear that match only right here on KLEM Radio. Coverage starts at 6:45 tonight. The other region semifinal in that bracket sees Central Lyon at Emmitsburg. Other matchups of note in Class 1A Region 5, IKM Manning is at West Monona, and then it's Rockford at Janesville. Class 2A Region 2, Westwood is at Trainer, while South Hardin is at Dyke New Hartford. That is a region that's kind of all over the place as well. For more sports news, make sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. And again, we encourage you to tune in tonight to some high school volleyball as Hinton takes on West Lyon. Our coverage starts at 6:45, first serve at 7 right here on KLEM Radio. Well, this has been your Monday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.